Easter is a time when Christians around the world pause to commemorate the suffering, crucifixion, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dean of the Cathedral Church of St. George, Samuel Nichols, offered powerful reflections while speaking on NBC Radio, touching on the emotional, spiritual, and cultural significance of the season. Dean Nichols spoke on the emotional and physical suffering endured by Jesus during Holy Week, noting that these events serve as a reminder of the complexity of human relationships and the reality that even the innocent may suffer unjustly.
On that day, the whole of creation understood that it had a savior. And that's the goodness of it. But Good Friday itself is like. And so for us to go through it, we have to understand people's living. How do you cope with and deal with the betrayal of a friend? How do you deal with a situation whereby in the space of a few days, persons were hailing you, calling you the best thing since sliced bread. And then suddenly being prompted and they're saying in one voice, the same crowd, and that's what we must not miss, the same crowd is now saying, crucify him, to deal with. And so one can imagine the psychological agony that Jesus had to deal with along with the physical pain.
While reflecting on the significance of the resurrection, Dean Nichols described Easter Sunday as a moment of awe and joy. He reminded people that Easter is a celebration of God's power to restore hope, lift humanity from despair, and bring forth new life through faith.
Throughout life, we have those moments, you know, those moments where we celebrate. But in our own mind, one will be top, considered more important in our point of reference than the other. And for us, Easter is that time, you know, where we having gone through that period of reflection and dependence and thing, we then burst into celebration, burst into pure joy, because God saw it fit to not leave us at our lowest point, at our worst. For persons like Mary Magdalene and the first set of disciples, the empty tomb blew their mind, because it was so unexpected that they were in awe. Can't even be explained. And we have to approach it with that dimension of faith.
While acknowledging cultural shifts in how Vincentians commemorate Easter, Nichols underscored that the spiritual significance remains central to the Christian faith.
But one would see the cultural changes taking place. Good Friday, persons came to church or with a solemn aura. And that was reflected in them wearing black and white. That then passed on into dressing for funerals. But one can see the cultural shift taking place where now persons have color coordination for funerals. And it is not black and white. So one also has to take into consideration these things. And so what we have to keep in mind in terms of Good Friday, regardless of how culture changes, it doesn't change the fact that what we celebrate, what we remember, what we recall, what we commemorate is Jesus' crucifixion and death on the cross, which culminates his suffering. That is the essential aspect of it.
Dean of the Cathedral Church of St. George, Samuel Nichols. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.